This is Living the RV Dream, episode 211 for Friday, October 8th, 2021.
I'm riding,
riding, riding,
riding in my RV,
my RV,
wherever I want to be. 'Cause I'm free in my RV, yeah.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, pelican heads. Hello, happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Welcome, welcome to the show, and today coming to you from the multicolored mountain state. Yeah, it is no longer the green mountain state. You know, the leaves are turning, and actually yesterday we got to see all kinds of cool colors here. But I didn't call them cool, they were actually warm, but due to cool temperatures, you know what I mean. It's been an eventful week here in Vermont, which was our last of the lower 48 states to visit. And it started slow, but the weather improved significantly in the past couple of days. So we've been able to enjoy a lot more. So we actually arrived in Vermont last Friday, and coming from upstate New York, we actually went back to pretty much the very close to the area where we stayed last time by the Finger Lakes. We stayed at a winery called Pleasant Valley Wine Company, and we just spent the night there. We arrived right when they had closed, so we weren't able to get any wines or anything like that. We will patronize them the next time we are in the area, but unfortunately, and that's kind of one of those unwritten suggestions of a harvest host, you know, for you to spend at least $20 at the place where you stay. But you know, they were good about it, and a beautiful area. I actually flew the drone in the morning, and you could see one of the lakes. I forget the name of the. It's one of the smaller Finger Lakes. It's not Seneca or Cayuga. It's the other one. It's and if I could only load my maps here, I would be able to see it. But it's near the town of Urbana, New York, and Google doesn't even know the name of this lake. Because here we go. It's West Branch. Cuyoka? Is that how you pronounce it? Cuyoka Lake, and that's a beautiful area of the Finger Lakes. Of course, we made it was a pretty long drive. It was I want to say 3 or 4 hours, 261 miles. Google knows 5 hours and 11 minutes it took us to reach the southwestern corner of Vermont, and that's near the town of Bennington. And that's where we started, you know, to check all the boxes, you know, all the points of interest that I had marked on my map. But we arrived last Friday. It was crummy weather, you know, it was raining. Actually, it rained for most of last week. We stayed at this campground called Pine Hollow Campground. It's the only place that actually had any vacancy. But it was nice. It was adequate. It's one of these campgrounds that is kind of primitive in the sense that they didn't have like a laundry facility or propane, you know, no amenities, just a campsite for you to have a fire. And it was nice. They had a pond with a little swimming beach. Of course, it's not swimming beach weather anymore here in this area. So the next day, what we did, we did like a loop, and I had heard great things about Highway 7A. You know, I researched, you know, what are the best places to see fall colors in Vermont. Of course, we're a little early this year. This year, the fall colors have, at this point, they should be peaking everywhere in the state, and it's not really. So that's what we did. We went into the town of Bennington, and there's a very famous monument to the Battle of Bennington, and It's the tallest man-made structure in the state of Maine. Did I say Maine? I meant to say Vermont. Actually, that's why the podcast is late, because I'm recording this early in the morning, right today on Friday. Supposedly the views from the top of this, it's like a totem pole or like an obelisk, you know, it's a tower. There's an elevator, you go to the top, you pay $10 or something like that, and the views are supposed to be amazing, but it is not functioning right now. They're repairing the elevator or something like that, so it is not working, so we couldn't go to the top. So we decided to keep going, and on that Highway 7, we went to see one of the covered bridges, which was actually very nice, beautiful. We drove under it since we didn't have the trailer in tow. And we continued north on this 7, and there were a couple of points of interest on this 7. First, we went to this place called Sugar Shack, which is one of these places that make, the typical Vermont delicacies, like they have maple syrup, of course, they make their own maple syrup, and the apple cider donuts. And it's a soft serve ice cream, they call it a maple creamy. And it was delicious, and we had that. And then we continued north, and there is the longest private toll road in the United States, and that's the Mount Equinox Skyline Drive. And before we go, it's a little steep. It's $20 if you are just one person in the car, but then it is $5 for every extra person, so it was $25 for us. And they did warn me that the views from the top were non-existent because the mountain was engulfed in clouds. Actually, today was probably going to be a good day to do that skylight drive. Too bad we're too far now. But I decided to do it, we're there, might as well. And actually, the views from the top were no good, but the views from like halfway to the top were actually very nice. And on the top, they have the Saint Bruno. It's like a monastery kind of thing. And it's the scenic viewing center. And it was very nice. It was actually, I don't regret making the drive at all. Of course, there's also a trail that you can take to go up there. So that's what we did. And then we stopped by the town of Manchester. Manchester, it's a beautiful town. They have the... it wasn't Lincoln's home, it was Lincoln's son's second home. It is called the Hilden Lincoln family home, and it belonged to Lincoln's son there. And we thought about doing the tour, but we decided against it. We saw it from the outside, and we were not at this point in the tour mood. We were actually getting kind of hungry, and we wanted to. Anyway, there's the Equinox Golf Resort and Spa. There are several trails in this area that if we ever get back, we're going to do them. There's the Lybrook Falls Trail, which is actually kind of a rough road to get to the trailhead. But once we got there... we realized that we didn't have enough water, and I had forgotten my hiking shoes, so we decided not to do it. But one of these days, we've seen other waterfalls after that, so it's we'll do it again one of these days. Then we took Highway 7 up to the town of Killington, and Killington is a ski resort, and very nice. Actually, it was the first time we actually got to see fall colors because of the higher elevation. And we wanted to, they have like a gondola that you can take to the top of the mountain. We were a little late for that, so we just had lunch, enjoyed the scenery, and kept going. You know, it's one of those things. And we return on Highway 100, which is supposed to be another one of those iconic drives in the state of Vermont. And the fall colors were starting to pop there, and this was almost like a week ago, so it's getting there now a week later. But it was a beautiful drive. The only thing, I was kind of tired from driving all day, so I didn't get to enjoy it as much, or small towns like Jamaica, which is supposed to be it's this beautiful quaint town where and under other circumstances we would have stopped, and walk around a little bit. And of course, we are working from the road, so some of the days, like last Sunday, was raining all day, so we didn't do much. We went into town late in the day to this place called Farm Road Brewery, And we had an IPA, good IPA, but this is something that is happening. I know a lot of places all over the country, and especially here in Vermont, are understaffed. And what I've noticed, a lot of places, like many items on the menu are unavailable. And like we went like through one or two items in the menu. No, we don't have it. We don't have it. So we decided to go someplace else. And we went to this, it's called Dutchman's Tavern. And what I found out about many of these places that actually we visited in Vermont is locals. It's just the locals. Everybody seems to know each other, you know, like where everybody knows your name. I mean, we used to have places like that back in Miami. It's one of those, you know, where you see that familiarity between employees and customers, and you can tell that these people have been going to the same place for years and years. Not only at this place, Dutchman's Tavern, food was okay, nothing to write home about, but it was a cool experience to eavesdrop on the conversations, if you will. So that was very interesting. Now, what did we do after that? You know, I'm kind of, you know, it's a blur. You know, it's been a very eventful week. Okay, we drove north. We drove north to Quechi State Park, which is a gorge. It's the Quechi River. It's not the Quechi River. It's the Quechi Gorge. The name of the river is actually one of these multi-syllable river. Let me see if I can do this. Otoquechi River. Otoquechi River. And Quechi State Park, very beautiful campground. It reminds me of the first time I stayed at Red Top Mountain, because there's like a precipice right behind your campsite there. It was very nice. The only thing is dry camping, so we were able to take advantage of our you know, enhanced battery systems here in the camper. But even still, you know, we were in the middle of the woods and it was cloudy. I had to run that generator during generator hours at some point because there was no solar. And we, you know, with both computers running at the same time, we consume about 300 watts, you know, when both computers are running on all cylinders. So, what did we do here at Quechi State Park? Well, we did the Quechi Gorge Trail, which it takes you through the gorge, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful out here. I'm kind of bummed out that the colors were mostly green still this time of the year, but it was a good hike, and not very strenuous. Just a couple of miles. You go down to the gorge, then you go up to the bridge that goes. Actually, the best views, in my opinion, are from the bridge. And then there's a dam overlook, because there's a dam on the river, and that was a very good and very nice view as well. And on the dam, it's beautiful because the part of the river that is dammed, that is like a lake, it was completely flat. It was like a mirror, and you could see all the trees, which were starting to turn a little bit, reflected on that, and that was beautiful, beautiful. And then, of course, we went to the town of Woodstock, which had been recommended to us. We did a little bit of a hiking trail too, but since the colors were not that great, we decided to turn back. That's at the Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historic Park. We may come back. We went to one of the covered bridges, and it's one of these quaint, you know, Vermont towns with the old architecture. And we just took a stroll along town. We wanted to get something to eat, but it seemed like most of the restaurants opened at 5 p.m. And it was like 3 p.m. It was one of those, you know, we usually decide to eat at these odd hours in the day. But other than that, it was beautiful. Beautiful area. And we decided to go back to Quechi State Park, and we ate at this place. It's called the Public House. A little pricey, but it was delicious. Whoa, probably the best food we've had here in the state of Vermont, believe it or not. That Public House at Quechi Gorge. It was, Quechi Gorge, which is gorgeous, if you know what I mean. okay, what have we done? We'll be Wednesday now. And on Wednesday, we came to Burlington, where we are right now, which is probably the largest, I believe it is the largest city in the state of Vermont, right on the eastern shore of Lake Champlain, which divides New York from Vermont. And that's where we are, and that's where we've been. You know, I reserved like 4 nights, so we have time to, you know, settle down, get some work done, and you know, drive around the area. On the way here, we stopped by the capital city, the state capital, Montpellier. Or although I've been pronouncing it as you would in French, Montpellier, and I've noticed that a lot of places around here have like French names. And of course, we're like a stone throw away from Quebec in Canada, you know. And where we are right now, we are less than 2 hours driving from Montreal, which, let me tell you, we've been tempted. We've been tempted to cross the border, but we're probably not going to do it this time around. It's just so much to see here, and we'll do Canada maybe next year if we ever get to do Alaska or something like that. We're going to stay south of the border at this point. But we did stop by Montpelier, so the Capitol building, took a picture. We didn't really do much. We just went to Country Camper Service and Parts in Vermont. It's a dealership to do some minor repairs on Minutini 3. And by the way, great job. Roger did a great job there. And I do recommend, if something happens to your RV in this area of the country, to visit them. And then I came, we're here, we're staying, we're camping in Burlington. By the way, not the place where they invented the coat factory. That's a different Burlington. I've been saying things wrong. But this is what we did yesterday. Yesterday, Thursday, we went to the beautiful town of Stowe, which I've been mispronouncing it too, but I do believe it is called Stowe. We went by the Ben & Jerry's factory because, you know, Ben & Jerry's was founded here in Vermont, actually in Burlington. Oh, let me tell you about Burlington first. Let's go in order. On Wednesday, we just, you know, drove around Burlington. We went to the place where the first Ben & Jerry's stand was located, which is their downtown. There's nothing there. It used to be a gas station, and now this is just a parking lot. That's it. But let me backtrack a little bit. You know, it's us we're talking about. So we did go to a brewery before that. And as you know, we like to do breweries not only because of the beer, because of the food. Generally, it's like this trendy food at these trendy places. And we went to Zero Gravity Brewery, and there were some very interesting sandwiches with like interesting sauces, and they were nice, you know, like chives and vegetables and meat and this, you know, like specialty breads, and the beer was good too, and it was a nice place, and it was one of these things. It's a beautiful day, so everything is better, you know, all these outdoor restaurants and whatnot. But anyway, going back to Ben & Jerry's, we went we were 2 blocks. And there's this Church Street Market, and there's all kinds of restaurants and shops, and it kind of reminded me of the Ramblas in Barcelona or Lincoln Road in Miami Beach. It's kind of Ramblas in Barcelona in the sense that it's on a slope, and of course a lot of things here in Vermont are on a slope because it's a pretty mountainous state. So that's something we did. We went by the Church Street Market. Which we liked it. It's we had already eaten, so we were not like hungry, like to have food. But and I'm looking here on the map, trying to figure out exactly what we did. Besides walking up and down the market, it was nice, you know, street musicians, that kind of ambience, that kind of atmosphere, which was actually very nice. We stopped by the Vermont Pub and Brewer, which I believe is the oldest independent, you know, like craft brewery in the state of Vermont, and it's one of these places that you can tell it's been there forever, like for many, many, many years. And we stopped there because that's right across the street from where Ben & Jerry's used to be, and And last but not least, we stopped by Mad River Distillers of Burlington, and they make like bourbon rum and not bourbon rum. It's early for me, so bear with me. Maple syrup rum and apple brandy, and we actually bought a bottle of their bourbon. It's a bourbon, it was very good actually. And that's pretty much all we did downtown. No, then we went to the lake, and there's a waterfront park on the lake, and we might actually. Either not today, but maybe tomorrow we'll go and have lunch there. They have a restaurant called Splash at the Boathouse, and the creamy place, you know, the ice cream place that they do here. And it's such a beautiful day, and such they have a boardwalk, so it's such a pleasant walk on that boardwalk that we really enjoyed it. I mean, I was reluctant to return back to our campground. But eventually we did, and we discovered, actually, because we had our campground is like a stone throw away from the lake. So it was a very nice drive back to the campground, and we had dinner at our local pub, and that was an experience, because it's another one of those places where everybody knew each other, and it's, you know, the inside jokes and that kind of thing. It's called the Spanked Puppy Restaurant and Pub, and we had our first on this trip, first New England lobster roll. And they had a chowder, to a seafood chowder that was magnificent, and the lobster roll was good. And they had two choices, of course. You know, there's two types of lobster, the New England type and the Connecticut type. The New England is the cold one with mayo, and like they put like lettuce and chives and stuff like that. And then there's the one that is warm. And they serve it with butter on the side, and that's the Connecticut type. So, I mean, over the course of the next week and a half, which is the time that we're gonna be here, we're probably gonna be here in this area about maybe 10 days at the most, and then probably a week at the most, and then start working our way back south. Hopefully, we'll have a couple more of those lobster rolls. It was a pricey meal, too. I mean, Vermont, the state of Vermont, seems to be a little expensive compared to, you know, even by Miami standards. And Miami is an expensive place. So normally when we travel around the country, everything seems relatively inexpensive. But Vermont is like, man, it's like going to Europe. It's pricey. But we don't mind. We've had such a great time here in the state. And then what we did today, I was in the middle of it, and then I went back to Burlington. Well, today we took that route, of course. Ben and Jerry's, the factory, not the founding place, but Ben and Jerry's, the factory. Unfortunately, they were not doing any tours. When you do the tour, you know, they show you how they make the ice cream, and then at the end you get a free scoop of ice cream. They didn't have that, and only the ice cream, the scoop shop was open, and it was like a 40-minute line, and we're like, maybe not. We stopped by Smuggler's Notch Distillery, and they have a distillery there, but they also have a Cabot Cheese market. And since we had like our whole day ahead of us, we didn't buy anything there, but we might go to there tomorrow just to get some cheese and some other stuff. And they had a chocolate factory that was actually... Yeah, the chocolate factory was the highlight of the whole place. It's Lake Champlain chocolates. They had some truffles that, oh man, some of the best I've ever had. Then we stopped by Cold Hollow Cider Mill because we had heard that they actually let you see how they press the apples and all that. They weren't pressing any apples yesterday morning. But they let you taste it, and the cider that they make, and the smells were to die for, and they were making, you know, the apple cider donuts right there. Very cool. But at this point, we decided to go up to the town of Stowe, and it's another one of those quaint towns. But by the time we got to Stowe, I mean this whole area, the colors were really, really popping at this point. We wanted to eat. We were hungry, and most of the restaurants in the area actually, at least this time of the year, only open for dinner. So there were a couple of them. There was a sandwich company that there was Idle Time Brewing Company, which is the one that we really wanted to go to, but that place was packed. I mean, there were like three or four people waiting in the parking lot, waiting for someone to leave so they could park. So we went to the next door place. It's called Picasso. I guess a play on words, pie, as in pizza, and Picasso, the painter. So Picasso, we just, you know, had a pizza and two IPAs, and it was good. It was good pizza, actually. And all this time, I had been texting with a viewer from the area. His name is Jim, and you know, I mean, originally we were just gonna meet for lunch and this and that, but then Jim texted me, "How would you like to fly?" And I'm like, "Fly like on a plane?" "Yeah, my friend Jen, she's willing to give you a plane ride." And I'm like, "Yep. Where do we go?" And so we went to the nearby airport, which is right here in Stowe. It was Stowe, no, Stowe. I keep mispronouncing the name of the town. And we went to the Stowe airport. It's the Morrisville Stowe State Airport. It's a small airport. It kind of reminded me of the Perry Airport. You know, it's one of those, you know, just for private aviation. And there was Jen with her 182 Cessna, she took us for like a 10-minute, I don't know, it was probably 10-minute plane ride around the area. I don't know, maybe it was longer. It was so you know, time flies when you're having fun, right? So it felt like 10 minutes. It was probably longer, but she took us around, you know, just a wide loop around this area. And of course, there's Mount Mansfield, which is Mount Mansfield. Mansfield is the tallest mountain in the state of Vermont. So we did this loop around Morristown, and we flew actually over Stowe. There's a very prominent church steeple there, the spire that. You can see, and the colors were beautiful, beautiful. And it's, you know, it's a totally. It's quite an experience flying around, you know, low altitude around the mountains, and it was a great flight. It's almost exactly the same plane that our friend Jason has that I've flown twice on it. So I was kind of familiar with everything. But beautiful flight, and I really want to thank Jim, and if you're listening, and Jen. For providing this experience, that was great. And then last but not least, what we did in this area, and this is one of the main scenic drives that you can do from Stowe. We did it's called Smuggler's Notch, and you know, it's this narrow, windy road that by the way, in Vermontese, which is I'm just making up the language. In this area, notch is what you would call a mountain pass in other places. So it's this narrow mountain pass that goes in between Mount Mansfield and the next mountain, Whiteface Mountain, and it was narrow and windy, and that's, and so in some areas, two vehicles won't fit, so you have to. You know, let the other person pass, and they do have signs, you know, do not tow a trailer, you know, it won't fit, don't tow a trailer. And yeah, that was our day yesterday, and today, as soon as we finish working, we're gonna go out again and do it all over again. Maybe not Smuggler's Notch, but we're gonna go around again and explore the area a little bit more. Today and tomorrow, actually, we're gonna be in Vermont a little longer, and then we're going to New Hampshire, which is another state that I kind of counted it because I had set foot in the state of New Hampshire, but we haven't really seen New Hampshire. I want to do, of course, Mount Washington and you know, the rest of the state, the town of Manchester, Concord, the capital, and eventually get to the very narrow coast. In Hampton, so we'll see. That's actually the plan for the next week here as we continue cruising New England. Now let's do a quick voicemail and we sign off.
Hi, Robert. This is Dylan here from the Rotarian Pairing, and I have a few questions. We have two questions today. My first question is, when are you planning to visit? If you're in Vermont, are you planning to see the Fort Hollers in there? Yeah, and my second question is, when will the next Minikini Lounge take place? Yep. And it's going to be a little bit quick today, but I'm going to say the time is 7:10 a.m. and today's date is October 7, 2021. So, that's all, and see you at the live stream on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right. Bye, everyone.
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message. And, well, the fall colors, we're seeing in them now, and now it's when they're really starting to pop. And what the locals told me is until we get like a quick overnight frost, that won't really pop. So hopefully it's not in the forecast for the next week to have any significant cold weather. And it's been in the 70s in the afternoons, high 60s, 70s. It's been beautiful. And at night, you know, it goes down into the 50s, which for us Floridians, it would qualify as cold. But no frost yet. Hopefully before we leave the area, we'll see a frost. And about Minikini Lounge, you know, for those of you new to the podcast or to the channel, it's live concerts. I started doing actually right after the lockdowns of March, April of 2020, and I kept doing them, you know, on and off. And when we go back to Miami, I might do one like in early November, in very early November. That's probably when we're going to do a Minikini Lounge. And that's it. As always, thank you all for listening. And I'll see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.